Huger is sitting down with us now, and we'll get him hooked up and be ready to go. Coach Huger, good to talk with you. 83-80 Bowling Green with the victory. And, man, I guess for me it starts with the rebounding, because we talked in the pregame, Florida Gulf Coast was averaging 50% offensive rebounding percentage tonight, and you guys hold them to 11 offensive rebounds, only four in the second half. Talk about your rebounding effort tonight against this group, which is such a strong rebounding team.
At halftime, we talked about the seven that we gave up at halftime, and Ricky Doyle did a great job of getting those rebounds and putbacks. And, you know, wanted to talk to the guys to focus, you know, especially DiMaggio did a great job in the second half of containing him and limiting his touches on the low block and, you know, just being a force down there offensively and defensively. So DiMaggio, hats off to DiMaggio.
Let's talk about defense, Coach. First 10 minutes of this game, you guys were really on the ropes. You're down 13, and then something changed defensively. You started slowing them down. What happened there? What changed, or what started to get done defensively?
We started to get stops. The biggest thing was their transition. We were taking bad shots on one end, and they were going down or turning the ball over, and they were going down in transition, and were able to score in transition. So we wanted to get them more in a half-court game. But I guess 80 points is not a half-court game. So, you know, but we did a good job of containing them and trying to take away the drive. They're a very good team. So, you know, hats off to my guys. They're doing a great job of defending those guys.
So 5.3 seconds to go. You got to come the length of the floor in a tie game. And when Dylan Fry caught that ball, was there any doubt in your mind whatsoever he was going to make that shot from wherever it was happened to be taken?
It wasn't any doubt in my mind that he was going to shoot it. Yes, I knew he was going to shoot the ball, but I didn't, you know, going out, I said, hey, it's 5 seconds is eternity. It's a lot of time. You know, take what they give you, and then we'll go from there. So they gave him the three-pointer, and he stopped and raised up at that three-point line, and it was good. You know, once I saw it leave his hands, I thought it was really good.
Now, I'm sure you were aware, but Dylan was 2 of 10 shooting to that point. I guess that didn't affect his confidence at all, did it?
Oh, no. He's a confident kid. I mean, that's not going to stop him from shooting. So we had that conversation way back when in his freshman year that, you know, no matter what happens, you got to continue to be aggressive. So, you know, it wasn't a doubt in my mind that you know, the pass was going to him, and you know, giving him that opportunity, and I knew he would be big for us.
Also, big second half for DiMaggio Wiggins. He had 4 points pretty early, then had a little trouble, had got a couple of fouls, sat a lot in the first half, but in the second half, he comes up with 10 points and 5 rebounds for 14 and 7 total. Talk about DiMaggio's second half effort.
Second half, he got hit with foul trouble early. You know, just wanted him to come out and be aggressive. I told him we're going to go to you to start the second half, and, you know, you got to make it happen. So he definitely did a good job of being aggressive. The biggest thing that triggered his offense was his defense. He was able to play really good defense on Ricky Doyle and Simmons and doing a great job with those guys, and that triggered what he can do on the offensive end. And we were able to go to him early and consistent in the second half, and he was able to make plays.
Now, Justin Turner tonight, kind of a quiet 20.7 rebound, 4 steal kind of night, if you can have a quiet night doing that. But it just seemed that JT made a lot of the little plays that add up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Juice did a great job of you know, stuffing the stat sheet. He gets rebounds, he assists, and he scores. So he did a great job for us. But the most important thing that he does, that he brings to this team, is defensive toughness. He's a very good defender, and he takes pride in his defense and getting stops, and that's what got us out in transition was that defense and the rebounding. We did a much better job of rebounding in the second half, out rebounding a very good rebounding team, 46-42. So, you know, like I said, hats goes off to my guys for doing a great job.
Also, we talked about DiMaggio's foul trouble limited his playing time in the first half. You got some decent minutes from Janiah Gadsden. Didn't put a lot on the stat sheet, but he came in and took up a few minutes where you needed him. Really, everybody that played today made some kind of contribution.
All of the guys contributed today, you know, from Jeff Uju to Janiah Gadsden, Daquan Plowden, and everybody who played and got into the game did something to help us win this game. And that's what it's all about, you know. We always talk about a band of brothers, and they've done a good job today.
Well, the Bill Frack Challenge, Coach, you bring in a challenging team. Florida Gulf Coast, we talked about this. This is a championship team and perennial NCAA tournament team. They've won many games just like this one when they had last-second opportunities or closeout opportunities. This is a tremendous win for your team.
Big win for our team and our program. You know, happy to get a win for Bill Frack. He was very important to our program and continue to be a very big part of what we do. And, you know, just hats off to, you know, those guys, the Finley Hancock Foundation, you know, for putting all that together for us. So it's been great.
And before I let you go, a shout-out to your crowd. That last few minutes, this place was getting pretty loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was getting close to Anderson. So I like the crowd. The students came out and supported us. We got the home fans doing a great job of packing it every night. And, you know, we have to do a great job of performing. So hats off to the fans tonight.
Coach, as always, thanks for joining us here post-game. Great win. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us here on our Wood County Hospital post-game show. Bowling Green 83, Florida Gulf Coast 80. More to come. You're listening to the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield.